For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. Andy Shore was sworn in as mayor of Lansing on January 1st. Tonight, he delivers his first State of the City address. The speech begins at 7 p.m. at Pattengill Academy. Shore tells me that Pattengill was chosen to signal his commitment to Lansing schools.
Education is a theme of my administration. We will be talking some about education and partnering with the Lansing School District and our education community. But first and foremost, when you do a State of the City, you know, you want to showcase different places in the city, and we want to showcase Pattengill as part of our excellent Lansing schools and the future for our kids.
Will the superintendent and members of the school board be part of the presentation?
The superintendent will. She'll be introducing me and talking about a little bit about the schools and partnership with the city. The school board is all invited. We invited a lot of people, so we didn't give any particular specific invitations, but they are all invited, and I hope to see them there.
The school board in Lansing is in a bit of a state of flux right now. Two vacancies. Those vacancies have been filled, but with people who won't be sworn in until Thursday night. Do you have some early observations regarding the school board in Lansing and how they might proceed and how you might be able to work with them?
I've always been able to work really well with the school board. My kids are in the schools, so whenever I've got issues as a parent, you know, I contact the school board, and I've always had good conversations with them about policy, you know, for years. So I'm confident they'll continue to have the best interests of our kids in mind, to ensure that our schools are on sound financial footing, and to do the best thing to make sure that our kids have a great educational future. I know both of the newly appointed school boards, and I'm confident that both of them will be able to jump right in and be part of our kids' future.
What might one or two other themes of your speech be aside from education?
Well, you know, we're gonna talk about many of the things we've been working on, you know, in the 37 days or so that we've been in office. Things that I talked about that I was going to work on during the campaign. We're going to talk about neighborhoods. We're going to talk about economic development. We're going to talk about infrastructure and roads, and we're going to talk about things that have happened in the first month, things that we're setting up, and some new priorities and some new programs that we're going to put in place over the next few months. So we've got a few things to announce. We've got some citizen engagement to announce, and you'll have to stay tuned. You'll have to watch it either live at Pattengill or on TV.
One final question. Mayor for just over a month, has anything come as a particular surprise to you in office?
Not really. I get that question a lot, and you know, I was expecting it to be really busy, and it is. I was expecting to be kind of, for a lot of people to come at me for a lot of things, and they have. I'm surprised about just how many meetings and stuff people want to have, how many things people want to pitch for the city of Lansing to do or be part of. We have to navigate that. We have limited resources and limited time, so we have to prioritize what's best for the city. So I'm navigating all that. I wouldn't call it a surprise. I'd call it expected, but still kind of a crazy, fast pace. But that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to get in and get going immediately, hit the ground running. And so it's not a surprise, but that's kind of part of the expectation.
Lansing Mayor Andy Shore will deliver his first State of the City address at Pattengill Academy Wednesday night at 7. Doors open at 5:30. Andy Shore, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.